Hey everybody, it's Angel. Like you guys know, and most of you probably know that earlier in the month I had a contest on my Tumblr page for people to send me pictures and submit, and then I would pick a winner to pick out the piece of the story or the literature or whatever that I read while I get myself off, kind of like the historical literature that's been out there. And there were two people that won. I read the one earlier in the week and made an audio, so you can find that. And then this one is the other one because there was a tie. So this one is the person asked me to read The Portrait of a Lady by Henry James. So I've got my vibrator and I've got chapter one here, so I've never read it before, so let's see how this goes. Okay. Under certain circumstances, there are few hours in life more agreeable than the hour dedicated to the ceremony known as afternoon tea. There are circumstances in which, whether you partake of the tea or not, some people, of course, never do. The situation is in itself delightful. Those that I have in mind, I'm beginning to unfold the simple history of offered an admirable setting to an innocent pastime. The implements of the little feast had been disposed upon the lawn of an old English country house in what I should call the perfect middle of a splendid summer afternoon. Part of the afternoon had waned, but much of it was left. And what was left was the finest and rarest quality. Rare dusk would not arrive for many hours. The flood of summer light had begun to ebb. The air had grown mellow. The shadows were long upon the smooth, dense turf. They lengthened slowly, however, and the sense of the scene expressed that sense of leisure still to come with, which is perhaps the chief source of one's enjoyment of such a scene at such an hour. For 5 o'clock to 8 is on certain occasions a little eternity. But on such an occasion as this, the interval could be only an eternity of pleasure. The persons concerned in which were taking their pleasure quietly, and they were not of the sex which is supposed to furnish the regular furnish the regular votaries of the ceremony I have mentioned. The shadows on the perfect lawn were straight and angular. They were the shadows of an old man sitting in a deep wicker chair near the low table on which the tea had been served, and of two younger men strolling to and fro. In front of him, the old man had his cup in his hand. It was an unusually large cup of a different pattern from the rest of the set. And painted in brilliant colors. He disposed of it, its contents, with much circumspection, holding it for a long time close to his chin, with his face turned in the house. His companions had either finished their tea or were indifferent to their privilege. They smoked cigarettes as they continued to stroll. One of them, from time to time as he passed, looked with a certain attention at the elder man, who, unconscious of observation, rested his eyes upon the rich red front of his dwelling. The house that rose beyond the lawn was the structure to repay such consideration, and was the most characteristic object in the peculiar English picture I have attempted to sketch. Oh, it stood upon a low hill above the river being the Thames of some 40 miles from London, a long gabled front of red brick with the complexion of which time and the weather had played all sorts of pictorial tricks, only, however, to improve and refine it, presented to the lawn its patches of ivy, its clustered chimneys, its windows smothered in creepers. The house had a name and a history. The old gentleman taking his tea would have been delighted to tell you these things. Oh my god, it's so hard to keep my eyes open. How it had been built. I'm sorry. I keep closing my eyes. How it had been built under Edward VI had offered a knight's hospitality to the great queen whose angst people had his august people had extended itself upon a huge, magnificent, and terribly angular bed, which still formed the principal honor of the sleeping apartments, had been a good deal bruised and defaced in Cromwell's wars, and then under the Restoration, repairs and much enlarged, and how finally, after having been remodeled and disfigured in the 18th century and then passed into careful keeping of the shrewd American banker who had brought it originally because owning to circumstances too compelled to set forth, it was offered at a great bargain, bought in with much grumbling at its ugliness and antiquity, its incommody. Now, at the end of 20 years, had become conscious of a real aesthetic passion for it, so that he knew all its points and would just tell you just where to sit, see them in combination, and just the hour when the shadows of its various oh, fuck. The shadows of its various protuberances, which fell so softly upon the warm, weary brickwork, were of the right measure. Besides this, as I have said, he could have counted off more of the... Yes, that was good. Very, very good. Oh my god. I kept closing my eyes and I kept losing my place and... Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. All right. Back to Earth. Well, that was fun. Thank you for everyone who played along. I hope you liked it. All right. Bye, everybody.